أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين ربنا وابعث فيهم رسولا منهم يتلو عليهم آياتك ويعلمهم الكتاب والحكمة ويزكيهم إنك أنت العزيز الحكيم
اس کا ترجمہ ہے کہ اور اے ہمارے رب
that the meaning of this verse is that O Allah, you appoint someone from among them who would be reciting your verses and teach them about the book and also teach them the wisdom and also purify them. Surely you are the most mighty and worthy of praise and hikmah, wisdom. Huzur says that this verse which I have recited regarding the prayer of Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam also was read out there, and there is one more thing, that the prayer for establishment of a great prophet, and this prayer was presented to Allah Almighty with utmost humility and humbleness, and Allah Almighty appointed that great prophet in the person of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, whose life and death and worship and sacrifices, they were all for the sake of Allah. And that servant of Allah, who was known as the perfect man, who was a great prophet, and regarding whose status Allah Almighty has mentioned that he is Afsalur Rusul, the best of all the prophets and the seal of the prophets. Yesterday, Huzur says, with reference to Eid, I just mentioned about the sacrifices that the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam established high standards of sacrifices and also infused the same spirit among his companions who, considering their life as a trust of Allah, they tried to return this trust to Allah Almighty, and they did not spare any sort of sacrifice and did not ignore that. But in this field, Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam, the prayer that he made, that was referring to four things, that from my progeny, the one who is going to be appointed, he should be establishing a high standard, which were not even established by the people in the past, or the people coming later on would not be able to reach that. Among the previous people, this could not be the way, because the human thinking and the standards of spirituality had not reached that high stage at that time, to which Allah Almighty has destined to raise the people through the process of evolution. And the wisdom granted to Hazrat Ibrahim Alayhi Salaam was there. It might be because of the revelation. It is clear from there that the mental and the spiritual and the religious progress of man is going too far, and that is going to happen that way. And there was going to be a time when these high stages were going to be achieved. So therefore he prayed to Allah, O my Allah, that whenever according to your decree that time is there, when spiritually and intellectual and mental progress and advancement comes to that point, then my prayer is that, O my Allah, that in order to get high stages of spirituality, the prophet that you are going to establish and send at that time, and the one who is going to introduce new branches of knowledge to mankind, and also to give them the proofs regarding the existence of God, and that teaching which is going to be given to that prophet, and the secrets of the universe through which prophet, through the prophet, are going to be made clear, and that prophet who is going to be bring the last law, the last law-bearing prophet, and in relation to that prophet, my prayer is that he should be from my progeny, and he should be from among the children of Hazrat Ismail. And for that purpose, he begged four things from Allah Almighty regarding this prophet. The first thing which he mentioned was that yatlu alayhim ayatika, that prophet would be reciting your verses to these people. And the second thing was وَيُوَلِّمُهُمُ الْكِتَابَ, that he is going to teach them about the book. And the third thing was, and along with the education of the book, he should also be teaching them the wisdom of those teachings. And the fourth thing was that in those people in whom he is going to be appointed and raised, and those people who are going to be created till the end of the times, he should also be purifying those people, and he should be the one who is purifying them, and such teaching should be given through him, which continues to go on purifying the people. And towards the end, he prayed that you are Al-Aziz, Mighty One, and Al-Hakim, and you are full of wisdom, source of wisdom. The being like you, who is mighty, can create such a person, and being so wise like you can give that wisdom to that prophet as well, through whom, through which he can perform all these duties and functions. So therefore the prayer of Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salam was that my sacrifice and this sacrifice on behalf of my wife and my son, we will only understand these sacrifices to be accepted by you when a person having all these qualities, the best of all the prophets and your beloved, he would be from our progeny, and he would be from the progeny from the children of Hazrat Ismail alayhi salam. As you have done us this favor, that you have pointed out the place of Khana Kaaba and then enabled us to rebuild it, so that this place should become a resort for people, where people are going to come frequently again and again. Similarly, also accept this prayer of us, that according to your knowledge, that great prophet who is going to be raised, and through his advent, the future generations are going to see are going to be the witness of utmost submission. That should be from our progeny. So Allah Almighty, in this chapter, in which this verse is there, that is Surah Al-Baqarah. And the prayer mentioned by Hazrat Ibrahim, later on it is mentioned there that as Ibrahim alayhis salam prayed for the advent of a great prophet and the one who brings a great law, book of law, I have accepted that prayer. Allah Almighty says that I have accepted that such a prophet is already raised there and it has been sent. Kama arsalna rasulun minkum yatlu alaykum ayatina
وَيُعَلِّمُكُمُ الْكِتَابَ وَالْحِكْمَةَ
وَيُعَلِّمُكُمْ مَا لَمْ تَكُونُوا
تَعْلَمُونَ.
And then in the Holy Quran, in Surah Jummah, this thing is also mentioned. For the second time it is mentioned there. Allah Almighty says, O wallazi ba'asa fil ummiyina rasulam minhum yatlu alayhim ayatihi wa yuzakkihim wa yuallimuhumul kitaba wal hikma wa in kanu min qablu lafi dhalalim mubin. The translation of the first verse is that as we have sent and established a prophet from among you, the one who recites the verses and purifies you and teaches you the wisdom of the book and its teaching and teaches you those things which you knew not before. And in the second verse, Allah Almighty says that it is Allah Almighty who has raised from among the unlettered people a prophet from among them. He recites the verses of Allah and purifies them and gives them the teaching of the book and hikmah and teaches them the wisdom, while before that they were in manifest error and misguidance. Huzur says that but there is one point that in both the verses, particularly in the first one, there is slight change in order of the prayer. But this difference, as Allah is very wise, source of wisdom, therefore because of great wisdom this difference of order is there, because each and every word in the Holy Quran and every letter, even the arrangement of that, it carries a lot of wisdom in it. Those people who criticize the Holy Quran, they criticize that there is no order in the verses of the Quran, while the fact is that these people, they are unable to ponder over the verses of the Holy Quran, and when the hearts are not purified, this capability is not there. This is the difference. The difference is this one. Then, in the Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam asked for a prophet, the first thing he asked was that he would be reciting your verses, and the second is education, and then the wisdom, and the fourth was that he would be purifying them. So this is the order of the prayer of Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam, which he begged from Allah Almighty. And when Allah Almighty speaks about the acceptance of prayers in the following verses, then he says that I have sent this messenger, I have established this messenger who teaches you these things, and there is a difference in the order. The first thing is that he recites verses of the Quran, and this is exactly as it was prayed. And the second thing mentioned there is وَيُزَكِّهِمْ, that he purifies you. This word in the prayer that was at the end, and after mentioning this teaching of the verses and the hikmah, then the purification came later on. So this difference in the order, there is a great wisdom in it. that I will inshallah be mentioning later on. First of all, I take up this matter that the prayer made by Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam and the four points which he presented as supplication in relation to this great prophet. What is the meaning of these prayers? That is, what are the verses, what is kitab, what is hikmah, and what is tazkiyah, the purification. Huzur says that the first point mentioned by Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam in his prayer was وَيَتْلُوا عَلَيْهِمْ آيَاتِكَ, that he is going to recite your verses of your Allah's verses to these people. The commentators have mentioned various meanings. It means the sign, it means a miracle, and the meaning of ayat is also such thing which becomes a source of advice, learning advice from something of other people. And ayat also means anything which is hidden and which has come to the knowledge, that also becomes the ayat. And the ayat also means the small pieces or the verses, the parts of the verses, the verses of the Holy Quran. So there are several meanings of this word ayat and ayat. So it would mean here that that teaching which is going to be revealed to this prophet, that pure prophet, he would be reciting those teachings to those people, and in which those signs and miracles are mentioned, he would be mentioning those, and then he would be increasing the faith of the people through that, and also present certain arguments, such strong arguments through which they are able to establish their link with God Almighty and have a very firm, establish a firm relationship with God. Hazrat Muslim Maud radiallahu ta'ala anhu has commented on this verse in great detail, and very fine points have been highlighted by Hazrat Muslim Maud radiallahu ta'ala anhu, and I am going to make use of that and explain to you. As I have mentioned, that in the meaning of the verse we have seen that one meaning of that is a part, small part, fragment. So the meaning of this verse indicates that the teaching which is going to be revealed to the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, it will not be revealed at one time, but it will be revealed in piecemeal. So in this, the prayer actually is that and the prayer which was made in this regard, Yatlu alayhim ayatika, and also regarding the its acceptance, when Allah Almighty has mentioned that the revelation of this teaching from the very first day, it was in piece, small pieces from the very beginning, and this was something decreed by Allah Almighty from the very beginning. And that is why in this prayer was, he was asked Hazrat Ibrahim to make such a prayer and accepted that, so that he would make this very point as his great sign. This revelation of the Holy Quran in piecemeal, Hazrat Musa Maud alayhi salatu wasalam has described as a special sign from Allah Almighty. While the enemies, they make it a point of objection that why it has been revealed like that in piecemeal, Allah Almighty, the Holy Quran rejects, mentions in this verse that why this Holy Quran has not been revealed, all of it together, why it did not come down to him as a whole. The enemies, the opponents, they take it as a point of objection. But this is actually a sign in the eyes of the believers, sign of the acceptance of the prayer. Hazrat Muslim says that this period of revelation is spread over 23 years. This is actually a great proof of the truthfulness of the Holy Quran and also the truthfulness of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that there have been certain very, very severe circumstances, very hard occasions, times and periods where the enemies were trying to inflict some harm to the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. The Jewish people poisoned his food, and Allah Almighty immediately informed him about that, and he took away that morsel which he has put into his mouth. But the effect of that, he continued to feel it till the end. Then in the battle of Uhud, Ghazwa Uhud, he was injured very seriously. But until that moment, when the Holy Quran was not revealed completely, and when ultimately the completion of this favor and blessing of Allah was not announced, no attempt on his life was ever successful. And he died in a natural way. So this revelation of these verses in piecemeal, while it on one side it is the acceptance of the prayer of Hazrat Ibrahim, and this is also a great sign of the revelation of this teaching in such a way, and this is the beauty of this teaching. Another reason for its revelation in piecemeal was that the people in those days were not able to understand the whole of its teaching in one go, and many of these things were not immediately understood by the companions. While they had seen, but as they had seen other signs, their faith was complete, or they were, whatever knowledge they had at that time, they could understand only to that extent. But their faith was complete, no doubt. They had seen the signs before. Huzur says that I remember that Hazrat Muslim Aud Radhiyallahu Ta'ala Anhu says that regarding the completion of the faith of the companions, that it's perhaps an incident related to Hazrat Munshi Zafar Ahmad Sahib. Somebody told him that Mauli Muhammad Hussain Batalvi, or perhaps regarding Sanaullah Sahib, anyway, one of them is there, that when you listen to the allegations which they make against the Promised Messiah alayhi salatu wasalam, then they said, yes, we have not listened, but I would like to listen to those. And then he said that my faith has further strengthened, because actually I have seen that face which has completed my faith. So whether their knowledge was complete or not, but looking at the face of the truthful people, their faith was so firm. So their faith of the companions was really very complete, because they had seen the signs. And there were so many other prophecies related to future, they were also there. Nowadays, the development of human mind and also the scientific progress and development has granted the human beings with new horizons and new levels of understanding. For example, Dr. Abdul Salam Sahib, late Dr. Abdul Salam, he used to say that I always base every new investigation that I make on the verses of the Holy Quran. So these were the signs which were shown to us through the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And in this age and time, when the verses were being revealed upon the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, it was very easy for those people to understand those verses and to put them into practice. And this was one of the wisdom why it was they were revealed, these verses were in piecemeal. And the meaning of ayat is to disclose the hidden meanings of that. So Allah Almighty, the things which are not known to the worldly people, Allah Almighty actually, these signs and miracles and other indications, by telling all these things, the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, because of that teaching which was given to him, because of these verses, he introduced the subject of the existence of God through these verses, and the existence of God, it was made very clear and very very easy for them to believe. Every people, every nation, they were involved in certain hidden type of shirk associating with the Allah Almighty. And there was disorder everywhere in the world. And the greatest disorder was that they had forgotten God Almighty. Even those who apparently had the religion, but they had actually forgotten Allah Almighty. And the practice of associating partners with Allah was also very rampant. And this is the thing which we see nowadays as well. Sometime in future, in some of the sermons, I will mention this point. So those verses which were revealed to the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, those people who followed him, they were able to understand, have the full perception of Allah Almighty. And they had full faith in the existence of that being, that he is the one who has actually created the heavens and the earth. And he is the one, and that being is behind a creation of each and everything. So this understanding was established by the Holy Prophet ﷺ so that people could recognize him. And these are the indications of having faith in them, in faith in God Almighty. Allah Almighty might have shown this vision to the Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam, and he prayed that when such a time is come, then as I have raised my voice against a step, putting up partners with Allah, and I have tried my best to establish oneness of Allah, so my prayer is that, O Allah, when that time comes, and that time is going to be much more horrible than more than my time, and when people would completely forget the oneness of Allah, and at that time, in order to show your existence and prove your existence, then the prophet that is raised for this purpose, he should be from my progeny. He would be telling those indications to the people through which they are able to recognize you, and he should give them such arguments. By believing in those, these people would be able to find you, and they would be able to see you. Allah Almighty says that only those people can see me who search for that. As Allah Almighty says, وَالَّذِينَ جَاهَدُونُ فِينَا لَنَهْدِيَنَّهُمْ سُبُلَنَا. And those people who wish to meet us and strive in our way, surely we enable them to follow that path which leads them to us. So, this the one who showed this path and showed these indications, that is this great Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, whose name is Muhammad Mustafa Ahmad Mujtaba sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Hazrat Masih Maud alayhi salatu wasalam says that Allah Almighty in the Holy Quran has mentioned that وَالَّذِينَ جَاهَدُوا فِينَا لَنَهْدِيَنَّهُمْ سُبُلَنَا. This verse clearly indicates that the doors of the recognition of Allah, in order to open that door, one struggle is needed. And that struggle should be done in this way, in the way as Allah Almighty has told us. And for that purpose, the example of the Holy Prophet ﷺ is a role model for us. He is a role model for us. There are many people who leave the example of the Holy Prophet and wear green clothes and go to certainly saintly people and ask them to breathe over them. This is absurd. And those people who do not follow the teachings of God, and they make such boastful claims, they are actually committing sins. They also raise their status higher than the prophets. So to show the sign is actually one of the things which has been specially mentioned in connection with the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and according to these verses which was revealed to him, Allah Almighty has told us that in order to see God Almighty, and there is struggle and effort, concerted effort is very essential in this way. This has been explained to you, these indications are there, proofs are there, arguments are there, that God Almighty is there and He should be there. He is the one creator of heaven and earth. But in order to reach that God, you have to do your work, and that is very sincere effort. So Allah Almighty is not received through these worldly saints and peers or the religious leaders. Allah Almighty can be reached by following those methods and ways which were told to the Holy Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam by Allah Almighty, and then he explained those. And then if these indications of Allah Almighty, if you want to find out, then there are miracles. You can study over about them, and those miracles which were shown by the Holy Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam and the continuous signs are there, and he is the one who showed most of the miracles. These signs of the ordinary peers is insignificant, and those, if people leave those signs of the Holy Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam and they go to these worldly saints and ordinary saints, and these deceptions cannot enable them to reach to God Almighty. This is the greatest deception. The Holy Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, the sign which he has given, they are very bright and very clear. And Allah Almighty reaches those people who actually, according to these indications and the ways which have been given by the Holy Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, he tries to recognize God. And according to this method, if they try to find, as mentioned by the Holy Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, then these people are able to achieve that objective. So according to this, we have to try to find God Almighty. In Mufradat, which is a book of lexicon, in that Allah Almighty, it is mentioned there that we send the verses in order to frighten the people, and the writer has taken the meaning of the ayat as the punishment, which comes in various shapes and forms, and it came to those the people before that. Hazrat Khalifatul Masih Sani radiallahu ta'ala anhu has with this reference has mentioned the meaning of this verse, and he has highlighted this point that yatlu alayka tilawat ayat, that he would be informing the people regarding the punishment coming to them. And as the time of the Holy Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam extends up to the last day, so therefore all these incidents and happenings of the previous prophets which are mentioned in the Holy Quran, these are actually warnings for the whole of mankind and also the followers of the Holy Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, that these people should get a lesson from these things. So therefore Huzur says nowadays these verses which he used to recite, which were given to him, which he used to tell the people, so this explanation is very clearly given to us. The punishment, they come to those people, or they will come to those people who are actually trying to assault on the Godhead, or they try to put their hands on that one, and they go on increasing in their transgression. Simply denial of the Prophet is not the cause of the punishment. Although it is a great misfortune that people deny the existence of those prophets, but when these people they increase in advance in their transgression, then Allah Almighty punishes those people. And then these Muslims who are the first addressee of this message, they are forgetting this message, and they cross all the limits, and they do not learn any good lesson from these ayat and the signs which are mentioned in the Holy Quran. Allah Almighty may give them wisdom, and also to the rest of the world, and also Allah Almighty bless us with the full understanding and perception of these verses which have been mentioned by the Holy Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, so that we can understand his being in the best possible manner and should submit to that. There are the other attributes which Huzur says, inshallah, I will be mentioning later on.
<coughs>
Alhamdulillah Nahmaduhu wa nasta'inuhu wa nastaghfiruhu wa nu'minu bihi wa natawakkalu alayhi wa na'udhu billahi min shururi anfusina wa min sayyiati a'malina من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله ونشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله عباد الله رحمكم الله إن الله يأمر بالعدل واللسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون اذكروا الله يذكركم وادعوه يستجب لكم ولذكر الله أكبر